friends, it's Yeshiva Specialist for Amin Rabbi Rossi, Sheyichu, and Moshe Ibn Peshadina, Yechiel Ben Shalam, Sparcha Sabu Chama Sayyidam, and Maris Esther, Bas, Reb Shmuel, if anyone is interested in dedicating a shir, you are invited to contact me. So, in the Mishnah, in Meseches Nedarim, in Daf Mem Gimel, we learn that if two people are going on the way, and one person is not allowed to get hana from the other, Shimon's not allowed to get hana from Reuven, he's mudar hana. So what should Reuven do if he wants to give Shimon food? He should be mafgir the food. Be mafgir, and then Shimon can take it. That's the Tanakh Kamer. Rabbi Yossi says, sorry, that doesn't work. You're not allowed to do that. Gemara explains Rabbi Yechon and explains Rabbi Yossi. Why are you not allowed to do that? What's wrong with him being mafkirid and then he's not getting being nana from the meidir? Because he's getting the food from hefkir, not from the meidir hana. So Rabbi Yochanan explains in the Gemara that the reason it's no good is because hefker doesn't mean that right away it goes out of your rishus. By hefker, it's like a matana. A matana, until it goes into the other person's rishus, the receiver, it's not a matana. So to hefker, it's not hefker until it goes into the other person's rishus. It's yours, it's in your rishus, it's in the mafker's rishus, until it goes into the rishus of the person who takes it. So therefore, it's considered that it went directly from the rishus of the meidir to the rishus of the mudar, because it stays in the rishus of the meidir until someone else actually takes it. When the mudar takes it, it turns out it went directly from his rishus, so he's being nana. The mudar is being nana from the meidir. It can't be. So that's the Gemara. The Ran, Daf Mem Dalet, says v'chi teima mishizacha ba. It says in the Braisa, which the Gemara says is according to Rav Yossi, Misha Zacha Ba, that when a person is mafgir his field for a certain period of time, so if within this time somebody else takes it, whether it's him or someone else, Eino Yochel Lachzor Bo, he cannot retract his hefker. Once somebody else is Zocha, that's it. You can't take it back anymore. You're hefker. And even if the mafgir takes it, what does it mean the mafgir takes it? The mafgir is mafgirit, then he takes it back. So he's not retracting the hefker, he's being zochem in a hefker. And therefore it's going to be pater min ha-maiser. The Ran says, v'chitem emisha zocha bahu, when the mafgir is zocha. Dikatani deino yochel lachzor bo. That it says that he can't retract. Kolomer, v'have hefker, and it's considered hefker, because he's taking it from hefker. He's not retracting the hefker. He's taking it from hefker. Afilu Rabbi Yossi, even according to Rabbi Yossi. U'patir mena meiser, and it's patir from meiser. Hei chayasi l'shaper, how does this make sense? Da'kevin desvirilei, Rabbi Yossi, the hefker adasu rishus ochel, onafik rishus mafkir. Since Rabbi Yossi holds that hefker means that until it comes into the rishus of the zoche, it didn't leave the rishus of the mafkir. Nimta the chihader zochibe. It turns out when the mafkir takes it back, midide kazachi is being zoche from himself, lo mehefker, or not from hefker. It never left his rishus. The lolom lo nafkim rishuse. So how can you say he's pater from meiser because it became hefker? At what point did it become hefker? He's being zoche from himself. How does that make sense? Shtarka kasha from the Ran. And for the Ran, there's a long Ran in Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, just quoting a short shtickle from the Ran. Ev Shalaymar, then he the kasavar of Yosi, the adasi, the rishus zechel, and nofik mirishus mafkir. Afilu achi ki heichi, the zachi ba'acher mefker v'loi matana, kem shayr shalacher gamkin liskles ba'ochi nami ki hadar iu gufe, v'zachi be beferish mitaras hefker v'loi bestam, keichad lo nitle b'chazar. That we can say that it's true that Rabbi Yosi holds that until it goes out of the Rishus of Zoche. Until it comes into the Rishus of the Zoche. It hasn't left the Rishus of the Mafkir, nevertheless. Just like if somebody else was Zoche, it would be Mehefker, and not a Matana. Somebody else can get it from Hefker, so too when he himself gets it, he's also getting it from Hefker. And we don't say that he was Chozer Boman a Hefker, no, we say that he was Mafkirit. And now he's being Zochem and a Hefker. Afuatzma Zochem and a Hefker, make Rikevich Adain Lachazerbo. He didn't retract the Hefker. Vayachar Yachol is because, well, somebody else could have taken it. Since somebody else could have taken it, and it would have been considered taking from Hefker, so to when he takes it, it's considered taking it from Hefker. The Mali who, Mali Acher, what does it matter who, someone else? They're both taking it from Hefker. So the Ran's question is, it never left his Rishus. So how can you consider it Hefker and Paterim from Meiser? And for the Ran, it did leave his, it doesn't matter if it left his Rishus or not. Just like when somebody else takes it, it's considered taking it from Hefker, and it left this person's Rishus. So to when he himself takes it, it's considered taking it from Hefker, and it left his Rishus. That's the Ran. The problem with this Ran is that it seems to be a shtickel sisrei Torah. What does the Ran mean? What does the Ran mean? Asks Shimon Shkop and Shari Yosher and in Shiurim. It's also printed. And we're going to go with Rav Yosef Yehuda Leib Bloch, Zechet Tzadik Levracha, that tells of Rosh Hashiva, was a Talmud of Rav Shimon. He writes, L'chor Dvar Veinim Vonim Klal. What does he mean? Darei Kefi Anira B'Pshitus Dina Hefker L'Rabbi Yoisi Eino Pol Klum B'Shas Amiraso. It seems that according to Rav Yosef, when someone's mafki or something, it doesn't mean anything. He's giving rishus. Anybody who wants to take it can take it. And at the time of the kinyan, he's zocha from the rishus of the giver. So this amira of hefker is just a preparation for the chalos chia, but it doesn't. It's not poel anything at that time. It's only poel when the person takes it. That's when it's activated. But until someone takes it, it's not activated. Vehefresh mikoma tana rak brazil. The difference between hefker and matana is only dacha ratzona muchan l'chol mishe yiske. Then when it comes to matana, he's giving it to a specific person, and here he's giving it to anybody. But when hefker is giving it to everybody, anybody who wants. Vimkei nechanei mishe b'shvil kach yeze nechshav l'mitzius hefker. How do you call it hefker? Why should it be Pater Min HaMaiser? Alright, never left his Rishus. It never became Hefker. So when someone else takes it, he's taking it Min HaHefker. He said after he actually left his Rishus. But here, never left his Rishus. So how can you possibly say that it's Pater Min HaMaiser? Ulam Odi Oser Kasha. It's even more difficult to understand. Dech Shaykh Shtei Bechinos B'Schus Abay L'Matzman. Bechinos Chazar, Bechinos Chiyam and Hefker. How do you have these two Bechinos in the Schus of the Bailim? You have retraction, and then you have being Zaychem and Hefker. The Kevin Shinyan Hefker Mitzius Sohu Rak Zeh. How do you have a bechin of chazar, a bechin of zechiyam and a hefker? That's what you have by the bailim. He can either retract the hefker, or he can be zochem and a hefker. Since Hefker and its Metzias is that he wants to give it to everybody, so how can he be included in this? Because by them it's a completely different thing. They can't be zoche in their own. He's different from everybody else. You're saying he could be zoche like everybody else? It's a completely different type of zchia. He's being zoche in what already belongs to him. And they're not. So how can you say when he wants to be makne to everybody, he's included in that? He's a completely different category. None of that. You can't make a kinyan on what's already yours. What's shot now? He's making a new kinyan on it. It never left his rishus. How do you make a kinyan on what's already belongs to you? Go up to your wife and try this. Say, Aret Makudesh Sliba Tabaz Zukadas Moshe Yisrael. Give her a ring. It's very nice, but you're not married. I mean, you're already married, but this didn't add anything to your marriage. You can't be kona what you already own. So Vimkein Vade Kichazara Dami Velo Kischia. He's retracting the hefker when he takes it back. He's not zeicher. You can't be zeicher what already belongs to you. So that's the kasha of Rav Bloch. Alkei Nira Loimar. So therefore, we have to say as follows: the Afle Rav Yosi, the Sfira Lehash, the Liatzim Mishus Noisen, Adash Mishus Zeicher. The Indian, according to Rav Yosi, who now holds that it doesn't leave the Rishus of the Noisen until it comes into the rishus of the zocha, the one who acquires it. You can't completely compare it to matana. By matana, there's no chalos at all until it comes into the rishus makabel. But here, there's a metzias, there's a chalos din that grabs onto the chayfetz. When it comes to a matana, until the other guy takes it, it's not his. But here there is a chalos on the chayfetz. What's the chalos? What's the change of the halachic status? Anybody can take it. Even without the rishus of the nosein, he's giving rishus to anybody. Anybody can take it. The whole world. So what does this mean? It means there's a giron in his bailus. There's a chalos and the chayfetz that anybody can take it. And now this is impedes, limits, mitigates his bailus, his ownership over this object, since he gave koach to the whole world to be zoch in the object. So you're right, it's still his, but it's a weakened bailus. There's already a chalos din, not like we thought in the kasha, that nothing changed. There's no chalos din hefker according to Rav Yossi. Explains Rav Bloch, and Rav Shimon says similarly, that there is a chalos din. The chalos din is now you have a weaker bailus because anybody can take it. So this really is necessary to say inherently, because if you don't say like this, from what din can a person take it from hefker? By matana, he's zoche because the Balaam wants to give it to him. Aval gabei hefker, haloin shum ratzon b'chiyuv lahaknos. He has no active desire to give it to him. Rak shlila. It's only negative. He's saying anybody can take it. But he doesn't want to give it specifically to this person. Anybody who wants to take it can take it. But there's no ratzon b'chiyuv to give it to this specific person. Can ichusav askam shikinichol mishayirtzahu. You're just removing your bailus. So anybody can take it. That's more of a shlila. You're not makin it to the whole world. The whole world didn't get it. You're just saying, anybody can take it. I'm stepping back. I'm retreating from this chayfetz. But there's no ratzon befall to make the kinyan. And as Rav Bruch proves elsewhere, you can't make a kinyan unless you have ratzon amakne lahaknos. It's not enough just to have the ratzon of the kona, the makne, the one selling it also has to have a ratzon. Like we find in Ksubas Reish Perak Hakosev Ubav Abasa Daf Mem Gimel. Just removing yourself from a field, that's not a kinyan for the other guy. Because you have to have a ratzon chiyuvi to be makin to this person. The Ran also says, famous Ran in Adarim, the Gabi Kiddushin, the Torah says, Kikach Ishisha. So it's only mitzad the Isha, it's only mitzad the Baal, not mitzad the Isha. She just mevatel her Ratzon. She makes herself Hefker, and the husband takes her. So you see, there's a chilik between Ratzon, Lefol Chalois Kinyan, the Ratzon Shal Nichusev Askama Greda. Normally you need a Ratzon of a Chalos, but here Dafka, the Torah says, no. Here she's just retreating. She's just agreeing that he can take her. But she's not macking herself. So it's the husband making the kinyan. That's the Gzeris HaKosuv by Kiddushin. That's the husband who makes the whole kinyan. And she's just mevatel herself. She's just mesalek. She just says, okay, you can take me. But normally you need das makne. Hefker and silik rishis don't work. Just removing yourself. So according to this, behefker, which is just silik rishus, you're just removing yourself. And it's not ratzon before Allah haknos. It wouldn't work. It's ad matana matana, you have a specific ratzon lahaknos. So how then does it work? What are the mechanics? That there's a chalos hefker, and it's in such a situation that anybody can take it. So it doesn't work because there's a kon and a makne, like a matana. Because if it would work like that, Gemara compares it to him to matana, but it's not totally like a matana. Because if it would work that you need a makne, this is not called a makne. A makne is not somebody who's retreating and saying anybody can take it. So how then does it work? How it works is he's removing his bailus. There's a chalos hefker bedavar. And now, mitzad the chalos hefker, another person can take it. Anybody can take it. Person just removes himself. No one's cone it. What does happen is that now he removed himself. There's a chalos hefker on this object. The halachic status of this object has changed. Now his bailus is weakened because now anyone has the opportunity to take this object. So you can compare it to a matana. By a matana, it's comparable in one sense that still in the rishus, the matana is in the rishus of the nosein until it comes into the rishus of the makabel. Here also is in the rishus of the nosein until it comes into the rishus of the makabel. But by matana, there's no chalos until it comes into the rishus of the makabel. Here there already is. He's retreating, he's stepping back, who nasog, and he's saying anybody can take it. So that's a chalos din on the chayfetz. That he now has a weakened bailus. And because of his weakened bailus, now someone else can take it. And therefore, when he retakes it, so now he has to make it, he has to be koneh again. He has to get strong bailus. He goes from his weak bailus, the big chiddush. He goes from his weak bailus to his strong bailus. It's interesting, if my memory serves me correctly, maybe a year or two ago, we gave a shiur on Katan, on Kiddushei Katan. And we saw his son, Rav Avram Yitzchok. He says the same idea that a Katan has on himself or herself, Bailus Klusha. And the father just has a stronger Bailus. Either a Katan or a Naira. I remember it's brought in the... I think it's called the Olachi on Maseches Kedushin. But there are varying levels of bailus. Stronger bailus and weaker bailus. Now he's weaker bailus, so when he's zochen the object again, he gets stronger bailus. So the only kasha now is, then how can he retract his hefker? He made it hefker, there's already a chalos on the object. How do you erase this chalos? I understand now how he can be zochen again in the object, because now his ownership was weak, and now he's strengthening his ownership by taking hold of it again. But how can he retract his hefker? Say, oh, it never happened. It did happen. So das is unser kashe. That's our question. And b'tzos Hashem darkeinu, I'm hoping that God gives me life and simchas chayim and everything that I need in order to continue. And in the next year, we will, please God, see Niflos Gedolos Mitoras Hashem. Be'ezer Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.